Welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. Hey guys, so if you haven't already, I would like to ask you a favor and go shoot me a rating on iTunes. That's how I get my message out. That's how I grow and get out to the masses, right? So if I could ask you a favor right out the gate, if this is your first episode, maybe listen to a couple first. See if I'm even worthy of a good rating. All right, but how's everybody doing on this absolutely gorgeous day? All right, it's getting really hot. We're having some Northern California, Sacramento type heat wave. Right, it's supposed to be 104 out today, and me being a contractor, that gets a little warm out there. All right, but I really wanted to veer off the point a little bit and just tell a story, you know, about how amazing we are and how sometimes there's a silver lining behind every bad thing that ever happens to us. It shapes the people we are. I've had some horrible things happen to me in my life that I thought were just the death of me. There couldn't have been anything worse that could happen to me at this moment. And how am I going to move past it? And I can look back now and really think that those were some of the greatest things that could have ever happened to me to make me stronger, to make me just more, you know, ready to take on this life head on. Because this life that we live, nothing about it's easy, right? We can really destroy ourselves mentally in just a few choices that we make, right? That's why, you know, that it's so important about noting and like getting those bad thoughts out of your head, like we kind of discussed yesterday. Really, honestly, guys, we're all amazing creatures and we're all so lucky to be here and living this life we get to live in, this country we get to live in. Right, we could have been born anywhere else in the world. We were fortunately, some of us were born here in the United States of America. And I love my country, guys. I would fight for my country. I love the opportunity that my country brings to me. And I hope you guys love it as well. I know there's some bad going on, and there always will be some bad. But all in all, that stuff, it doesn't matter, right? We get to live here and truly be free to make any choice we want, right? As long as we're not breaking the law, we can pretty much do and say whatever we want, right? And that's pretty amazing, because a lot of people around the world, they don't have those kind of freedoms, and they don't have the luxuries of even something as simple as running water, right? That we take for granted. So be appreciative, be grateful for where you're at. But so anyways, I have this client, right? And she's missing all four of her fingers on her right hand, right? And it was a pretty crazy story. But we're going to back up a little bit. So this gal, she's in her mid-70s, right? And she's lived her entire life with this rare vertigo type disease that every time a storm would come in, she would get deathly ill, right? Fever, throwing up, dizzy, couldn't walk across the room, right, without falling down. Just absolutely horrible. She said it was just absolutely horrible when it rained, right? And when a storm was coming in. And, you know, she's very lighthearted about it now, right? You could tell it was tough for her in her life. But she's pretty lighthearted about it now, saying, you know, she's the best weather woman ever, right? As a concrete guy, we need to be experts in the weather scene, because if it's raining, we're not pouring concrete. And if you start pouring concrete, it's not like you can just stop. All right, so we had to be pretty good experts at the weather. And man, I wish I would have known her 10 years ago, right? But Because that could have saved me a little bit of headache in my life, right? But anyway, so her and she had gone to the doctors for many years trying to figure out what was causing these vertigo symptoms, right? And the doctors were just puzzled and they couldn't figure it out. And they tried to emulate and recreate these events, and they could never do it. And they thought she was crazy about every time a storm comes in that she gets these symptoms, right? And then one day, finally, a storm came in, and lo and behold, she's at the doctor's office, and she's having her symptoms. And they were just completely boggled. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to fix it. They didn't know anything. Pretty much told her she's just going to have to live with it, right? And so here about 8-9 years ago, her and her husband are driving down the freeway. And she looks over at this erratic driver, and this guy cuts somebody off, and boom, they hit each other. And she looks back at her husband to tell him about it, and then turns back, and that car that was driving erratically is right next to her, barreling at her, hits him in the passenger door where she's sitting, right? Sends her vehicle into a roll, and she gets knocked out, knocked unconscious during the roll, and her hand falls out the window, and she loses all of her fingers, right? And ends up waking up in the hospital. They've had, you know, serious grafts, and her arm fell out the window, right? So it just got mangled. Asphalt and skin does not really match up well. That's not a really a fair fight. If you've ever had some road rash or gone down on a motorcycle, you know what I'm talking about. Shoot, even going down on a bicycle on the asphalt, you know what I'm talking about, right? So she ends up losing all of her fingers, right, on her right hand. And she has these incredible pains. Then every time a storm comes in, she's got this vertigo symptoms, right? And she's like, man, what's the deal? This is my life, and I guess I have to deal with it, but what's really happening? And she's starting to talk to one of her gal friends, and they told her about acupuncture, right? And to help her out with her hand. And so she goes and she does a couple acupuncture sessions, and it's really helping her out with her hand. And she explains, as she's sitting there talking to the acupuncturist, she explains these symptoms that she has when it's raining, right? So he does a couple things and pokes her with a couple needles, and he recreates these whole symptoms, right? And she goes home and she gets sicker than a dog, worse than it's ever been, right? And just completely puts her down for like 2 days, right? And really kind of irritated at the acupuncturist, right? Goes back, tells him about the story, and he goes, well, only time will tell, right? And we'll do a couple more sessions on your hand, and you should be good, right? And she did a couple more sessions on her hand. It was good, right? Well, here comes the first storm since she's done the acupuncture. And that storm rolled in, and it snuck right up on her, right? She didn't get sick, and she was cured. She's never had these symptoms again in the last 5 years, right? And she's cured. The acupuncture cured her problems in her hands, the pain that she was feeling every day, and it took away the sickness that she had been living with her entire life, that all these doctors said that wasn't possible. There was nothing they could do about it, right? So the long story short, right, is that it took her losing all of her fingers to figure out the root of the problem and fix something that had been haunting her entire life, right? So talk about silver lining in the story. And she's, once again, a very lighthearted woman. And the joke was that she would have given up her whole arm to fix these symptoms, right? That the doctor said that there were no possible ways to fix, right? And so I sat there and I listened to her story. And once again, absolutely wonderful client. And she really made my day, but really, you know, got me thinking about that silver lining, right? Sometimes things happen in our lives that are beyond our control, and they have detrimental effects on our life. And even at some point that you're like, why me? And realize maybe it is part of a bigger plan, right? She would have never gone to an acupuncturist if she hadn't lost her fingers and got to there. And maybe I'm wrong with that. Maybe she would have, but it wouldn't have been anytime soon. That was the furthest thing from her mind. She didn't really speak openly about her vertigo sickness. It was kind of a private deal that her and her husband dealt with every time it rained. And so really look at the silver lining. When you're going through struggles, because we're going through struggles all the time, we're either going into a crisis, we're in a crisis, or we're coming out of a crisis, right? One problem leads to the next. Be solution-based, not problem-based. But really, look back at some of the events that have happened in your life and find the silver lining in them. And that made you the person that we are today, right? It made me the person that I am today. So I wanted to share that story with you a little bit. So if you'd like that story, shoot me an email, zachbrink@gmail.com, right? And tell me a little bit about yourself. Let me know if I can help you in some way. I'm here for you guys, right? I'm starting my journey. I'm on this journey, but I got a good running start. So maybe I can help you along your way a little bit. But look me up, Facebook as well. I'm on there pretty actively. I have a Facebook page coming, but I have my personal page that I'm posting daily videos on and things like that. So, you know, look me up, Zach Brinkman, ZACBRINKMAN. And you know what, guys? Have an absolutely fabulous day. So this is the Dadpreneur Podcast. Keep smiling and stay positive, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.